Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, we're going to NCAA Week 7 game preview between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Vanderbilt Commodores. If you enjoyed the video or and like the episode's podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. You can find clips and also full episodes of our show on Instagram at 100th Football. Of course, check out our LinkedIn page and our podcast, which you can listen to every single day, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Let's get into it. Georgia, the current number one ranked team in the country, going up against Vanderbilt. Let's talk about these Georgia Bulldogs real quick. 6-0 undefeated on the year, obviously, number one overall. First three games, they look just like the Georgia of old. Amazing records, putting up a bunch of points, not giving up hardly any at all, only give up 10 points to the first three ball games. However, these last three games haven't been so smooth. They got the win 39-22 over Kent State, 26-22 in a close one against Missouri, and this last game, 42-10, got back on track against the Auburn Tigers. Now, coming into this game against Vanderbilt, it's going to be on October 15th at 3:30 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. They are going to be getting geared up for Florida and then Tennessee right after that, and good matchup there. This Georgia team, they are looking good. But talking about this team, let's talk about some of the issues they need to address if they want to dominate this ball game. Stetson Bennett has not thrown a touchdown pass in three ball games. He's got to get back on track, back in the air. They've been doing good running, but you got to be able to pass the ball, be able to throw it, and get some scores through the ground. Now, as for the defense, it was shocking when I saw it, but they've only gotten 5 sacks the entire season. 5 sacks in 6 games for the number one team in the country, that's an issue. This is the perfect game to get it done, though. And if they want to win against Vanderbilt, like I said, get the pass going, have Stetson Bennett go out there, sling the ball, have some pass rush also on your defense. Other than that, they are a good-looking ball club. We already know the roster. How well they've been doing, who all is doing what. I mean, they're looking really good, right? Now, for Vanderbilt, what can they do to pull off the tremendous upset? Well, as I always say, whenever you're playing either the number one ranked team or any really top five ranked team, you got to be perfect. And thankfully, their quarterback on the year, A.J. Swan, he's a freshman. That doesn't discourage him at all. I think he's going to be prepped. He's going to be ready for this ball game. On the year so far, he's already thrown for around a 70% completion percentage, over 281 yards and 2 touchdowns in the loss to Ole Miss. That's a good team. And also, something very interesting, he has yet to throw an interception on the season. So that's looking really good. I understand that Vanderbilt, right at, you know, they're 3-3, right at 500, facing another tough SEC opponent. But they have a solid quarterback who I think can build. Because, I mean, like I said, they lost 52-28 to Vanderbilt. But they can build on that, I think, have a good game, a good go at it in the first half of this ball game. Also, they have a tremendous offensive line that's going to protect them. And like I mentioned, with the Georgia pass rush not being as dominant as we all thought it would be, I think that the quarterback, A.J. Swan, is going to have plenty of time in the pocket to do what he does best, get completions, get touchdowns, and throw for a good amount of yardage. So, final points here. Why I think Georgia is going to win this ball game, and I do have Georgia winning this one in a high-scoring affair for them. I think their offense is just way too good right now. They have a tremendous offense. Their running attack is top-notch. They have some great receivers. Stetson Bennett's an amazing quarterback for them. And I think this is the game where that defense gets some pressure on the quarterback. This is definitely the one to do it. You cannot come out sluggish like you have in weeks past. You've got to come out with a sense of urgency against this Vanderbilt team who is wanting to upset you this upcoming week. And final thoughts about Vanderbilt. Like I said, they have to play pretty much a perfect game. Have A.J. Swan do his thing. Have the defense get a few turnovers if possible and see what they can do. But overall, for a final score for this SEC matchup, I'm going with the Georgia Bulldogs getting one of this one. A big match, a big win here. Georgia 48 and Vanderbilt 14. I think Georgia runs away with it in the second half. I think Vanderbilt's going to come out with a fight. And Georgia could come out the gate sluggish like we've seen. You never know. I don't expect them to, but we will find out this upcoming Saturday in a great SEC matchup. If you enjoy the video or the episode of the podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy listening to the podcast. Once again, I've been your host, Logan Landers. If you can't wait to watch some football, check out our channel. We've got thousands, it feels like, of game previews pretty much every single week. NCAA, NFL, we've got you covered. Until the next time, we'll see you soon.
Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, doing a special NCAA Week 7 game preview between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Oklahoma Sooners. If you enjoyed the video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips our show on Instagram at 100 Football. Check us out on LinkedIn as well for another way to access our podcast. Available every single day, pretty much. Over 1,000 episodes over there with tremendous NFL draft specials, game previews, team previews, legends interviews, and so much more. There's always something over there talking about your team, maybe your favorite player, your favorite coach. And if we haven't covered it already, please drop a comment on Facebook, YouTube, or on our podcast as well. And we will put it in a future episode if you give us a suggestion. Let's get into this game here. Kansas, Oklahoma. Talking about this game, right? Kansas 5-1 on the season, took their first loss last week against number 17 ranked TCU, and their quarterback Jalen Daniels is not going to be playing in this ball game. Instead, we will be seeing more of Jason Bean, who had a good showing on short notice last week, 16-24 passing, 224 yards, a 10.9 average, 4 touchdowns and 1 interception, good for a 90.1 QBR quarterback rating. Not too bad. I expect him to come into this game looking sharp as can be, sharp as a knife, looking really good. But let's talk about Oklahoma first, man. What do you even say? And if you saw the score, if you were shocked as I was, you know that they got shut out. And it's not even just the fact that they got shut out. No. It's the fact that they got shut out by Texas in a historic rivalry that's been going on for many, many, many years and will continue. They lost 49-0. They could even muster a field goal in that ball game. So, I mean, is there much to even speak of for this team? A team that went 9-17 passing for only 39 yards. A team who they ran the ball a little bit better. A defense which the less said about it, the better at this point. And Coach Venables is, man, I would, I'd be getting some fans, some cold water, because that man might be on the hot seat sooner rather than later. 3 straight losses. and they're not pretty either. You lost 49-0 to Texas. You lost 55-24 to TCU. You lost 41-34 to Kansas State. I mean, it ain't looking good for Oklahoma, right? But if they want to win this game against Kansas, obviously got to figure out something with the passing game. Continue to run the ball well with Eric Gray and company. And mostly just the defense has to step up. I mean, there's no way around it. Your defense has been letting you down lately. And they have to step up. I think that Jason Bean over at Kansas, I think he's going to put on a nice performance. Watch out for Devin Neal as well. Ran for close to 100 yards last week in the loss for 88 yards. And like I said, the defense for Kansas isn't perfect by any means either. But I think they do look a lot sharper than what we've seen over there in Norman, Oklahoma. Watch out for Kenny Logan Jr. is a great tackler, led the team last week with 12. And I think overall for this ball game, I mean, I am going to go with Kansas getting the win of this one, even though they're playing their backup quarterback, even though he looked great. I don't see any fight in this team for Oklahoma. It's sad to say. It's very sad to say. But they look like they've just been ran over and don't want to get up. So final score in this one, Kansas getting the win in this one. I'm going to go Kansas 35, Oklahoma, I'll give them 17. Big win for the Jayhawks, continuing a great season. As for Oklahoma, man, I mean, they very well could come out and win this ball game. But just from what I've seen, the lack of effort last week, and just, I don't know, I haven't seen that fight that you see in an Oklahoma team, the great teams of the past. I just don't see it right now. Kansas getting the win in this one, big win. Jayhawks are going to go on to another record, 6-1 after this ball game, I believe. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you like the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Check us out Facebook, YouTube every single week. Also, check out our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Enjoy some games on Saturday, on Thursday, right? Thursday Night Football, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Hey, and of course, you guys know we'll be here with you for all of the amazing football coverage.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.